expect a PSI right now.
Thank you.
Expect a round from you.
Right. All right, let's talk about the big moment of the game, and took a lot of guts and certainly created a buzz.
For sure. You know, I think they were having a good push back there and trying to stir it up. And you know, I know Olivier fought him a couple of times, and, you know, he's an honest player. I like his game a lot, and he's doing what he can to spark his team. And, you know, I think we've done a good job as a team here, sticking up for each other. And, you know, that's just, you know, part of what it takes to be a good team.
Did you sense that outside of the X's and O's, they were looking to do something that was going to change the momentum of the game?
For sure, yeah. I think there was, you know, a few plays there that were maybe borderline penalties that, you know, they're towing the line a little bit and, you know, starting some scrums. And, you know, that's part of the game. You know, teams are going to do that, especially at home, try to get their crowd into it, try to create some energy in the building. So, you know, it's something that we have to match anytime that happens and stick up for each other. And, you know, so far we've done a great job.
How gratifying is it to win when you win a game like you did in Tampa and then win a different style game like this one?
Yeah, they're all huge, yeah. You know, I think we're we like where we're at, you know, as far as being able to play different styles of games, whether it's, you know, teams that want to play run and gun, teams that are, you know, looking to just shut it down. So tonight was a good example. You know, they're a good team over there. They're a you know, young team that's emerging and looking to, you know, have a good year. And I think, you know, it was a close game for the most part. And Eager was great for us when we needed him. And, you know, our guys stepped up huge when we needed them, you know, especially in the shootout.
Sam, when you're observing some of that borderline stuff you're talking about, at what point does it kind of enter your mind that, you know, I might have to step in here, I might need to, you know, do something to put a stop to it, I guess?
Yeah, I think, you know, anytime, you know, there's borderline hits that the refs seem to be letting go, and then there's a scrum right after where a guy ragdolls our guy, throws him down, the refs have no problem letting that go, then I think that's when the temperature of the game starts to rise, and that's when, you know, I start to, I don't know if you call it anger or whatever, but just, you know, just looking to stick up for teammates. And like I said before, our guys did a great job of, you know, getting in there and scrums and sticking up for each other. That's what you need to do. You know, if one guy's trying to take advantage of one of our guys, then we need everyone in there and stick together as a team. And, you know, we did a great job of that.
How much does that feel like it's become a part of your role, a part of your responsibility here, especially Rempe being out, like that you're a guy that's willing to answer the bell in those situations? How much do you feel that, you know, within a game when a situation like that comes up?
Yeah, I mean, it's not really much different than what I've done my whole career, really. It's what's, you know, basically what got me to this level was playing that role. And obviously I'm not the biggest guy, so, you know, it's not always easy. And, you know, when you're looking to spark your team, a lot of it's, you know, it's a tough job. But, you know, a lot of credit to Rempe for what he's done, you know, since he's come in here. And, you know, it's nice having him there with me, where, you know, we're able to share it a little bit. And for me, I'm used to, you know, just having to do that here and there. And, you know, I enjoy it. You know, I enjoy the buzz you get from the teammates after. And that seems to spark guys. So, you know, it's fun.
What's your level of confidence like to be able to throw down with anybody in the league? I mean, is that growing, would you say?
Or is it, yeah, for sure. I think, I mean, it's you got to have some confidence. And, you know, sometimes you black out a little bit, and maybe that helps a little bit. You get some adrenaline going. And but I've learned, you know, throughout my career, staying calm usually helps, especially, you know, before when you're squaring up a little bit. It seems to help when you're, you know, more experience you get, the better you feel, more confidence you get.
Appreciate it. Thanks,
yeah, no worries.